Hey, everybody! Good evening, and welcome to another edition of the Antique Phonograph Music Program. Here I am, your host, Mac. Once more. Me and the Victrola. You know, my show, I used to do all the time with three machines, two disc and cylinder player, but due to scheduling conflicts with bands and other shows, it's been hard. And I really want to get back to doing more of that, so I hope to. But in the meantime, we got this format, me and the Victrola. And it's me tonight just playing more shellac discs for you. We start off there with the Mobile Melody Makers on the Cheap Radix label from 1924. They're giving us a little bit of jazz. So since they gave us a little bit of jazz, how about we do a little more jazz? First one we're going to do is, I'm going to call this like cocktail jazz. Sort of the origins of cocktail jazz. Ubi Blake at the piano here, and with Noble Sissel singing. Sweet little number called Sweet Henry here, the pride of Tennessee. These guys really work great together. It's a 1924 Victor record. Lovely little performance there. Love that vocal style. Little restrained, but working beautifully together. Ubi Blake and Noble Sissel. How about a little more jazz? You know, jazz took a lot of forms when it first appeared on record in 1917. Of course, the explosion was the Dixieland jazz sound, but, you know, we just heard a record from 1924, but there were a lot of orchestras playing, you know, it's sort of ragtime dance music, which were really on its way to jazz. So when the jazz thing came along, it was not, you know, it advanced what they were doing a bit, but it was all on a track, continuing on. And one of them was Earl Fuller's Rector Novelty Orchestra. And this one is arranged by, oh, it's so small, Henry Eckerman. And they call this dance music. It's a one step, but it's decidedly jazzy. You can't deny it. So this is a Columbia record from 1918, Earl Fuller's Rector Novelty Orchestra, entitled Sand Dunes. Yeah, you know, Earl Fuller's Rector Novelty Orchestra. feel like they're a band that were out there doing their thing. Jazz came along. They were already on a path, and it only just opened up doors for them. Like this next group, Wilbur Sweatman, who was on the scene making records back to 1913. Big one, which I always cite as a stepping stone on the way to jazz, is Down Home Rag, done by the Victor Orchestra. I believe he did a version of it. But those rags, as they're progressing, were really turning into something else. And Wilbur Sweatman was among the first blacks to make serious recordings and playing jazz on record, and also just really just became very popular and definitely was breaking down barriers. So here's a Columbia record, even though it's jazz. It's blues, too, from 1919 on the Columbia label. Wilbur Sweatman's original jazz band with Kansas City Blues. Yeah, they got that kind of sort of frenetic control to them, a band like that. They're holding it together. It's very loose sounding. I love those bigger jazz dance bands. Just love that sound. Oh, and I figured I'd play one more in the jazz vein. It is by the ones who started it all. You know, no denying that the jazz craze was kicked off by the original Dixieland Jazz Band in 1917 with their release of the Royal Garden Blues. And they went on to have a pretty good career with that whole Dixieland Jazz Band thing. So here's one of their records, still on the Victor label, from 1921. It's them guys, original Dixieland Jazz Band with Home Again Blues. It's a medley, and introducing Lindy. And Irving Berlin is one of the writers on this, along with Harry Axt. Axt, A-K-S-T. All right, all right. Lovely bit of jazz there. To get the kids dancing. You know, because the kids know what's hip. A lot of kids are into these jazz records on the Victrola. Let me tell you, I'm meeting a lot of them. I'm sort of glad to see that. The next generation of phonograph and 78 collectors. I don't know, I think... something to be said. Some of these kids are appreciating the material quality of these machines and the records. You know, it's nice to have something to put your hands on. I'll tell you. Yeah. All right. Continuing now with a couple guys I really can't find too much information about. They seem to be a couple actor friends. And, who teamed up with their piano friend C. Luckieth Roberts to do this tune called The Bootlegger's Ball. There are also black artists, and it just seems like a black vaudeville kind of record to me. And again, this industry was mostly closed off to African Americans prior to 1917. Very little stuff came out except for a few artists, and the barriers are broken down at this point. Here we go. This is a 1923 record, actually.
Hey, Mahaley, come on down here and open up this door.
The door ain't locked. Come on in. Oh, look at your head.
What I want to look at it for?
Where did you come from, honey? Where did you get all them bandages around your head?
Ain't none of your business. I got them in the hospital. Where do you think I got them? Let me lay down here somewhere. My head feels like it weighs 100 pounds.
Oh, look at this extra knot on the back here. Looks like a little house.
Take your hand off it. That ain't nothing to play with.
Well, but honest, honey, what in the world did happen to you? Come on, rest yourself on the sofa here and tell Mama.
Well, you see, honey, it was just like this. 99, and 9 new members' names were listed on the call.
Mm-hmm.
And so Bill Bullitt, club decided that they'd better hire a hall.
Yes.
To initiate and celebrate,
mm-hmm,
with a high class free-for-all, where each person brings his own liquor,
uh-uh,
and 18-carat bootleg balls.
I see.
When they open the hall on the night of the ball,
yes,
here's what happened before the dance started at all.
Describe it to me, honey.
Bill Bullitt bounced a billiard ball off Bob, the barber's big ball beam.
Mm.
Sneaky Steve stabbed Slapstick Sam and shut off Slapstick Samuel's steam. Kid Cutler called Cal Cummins keenly, causing Calvin Cops to call. Then the Bulls Big Billies broke Bad Big Bullies at Bad Bill Bullitt's big bootleg ball.
Go on, honey, that's interesting.
You could hear the brass knucks moaning and a groaning through the air.
Mm.
You could hear the nightstick ringing and a singing everywhere.
Kind of a concert.
Bullets fizzing and a whizzing, same as in the big war zone.
Regular moving picture.
Blackjack swing and a flame, same as any zealous phone.
Lord, how?
Every human there got either hit, cut, or shot. Everybody enjoyed them so quite a lot.
What tune did they play on your head, honey?
Bill Bullitt bounced a billiard ball off Bob, the barber's big ball beam.
Mm.
Sneaky Steve stabbed Slapstick Sam and shut off Slapstick Samuel's steam. Kim Cutler called Cal Cummins keenly, causing Calvin Cops to call.
Mm.
Then the Bulls big billies broke Bad Big Bullies at Bad Bill Bullitt's big bootleg ball. What's that, the police wagon?
No, it's the ambulance.
Mahaley, lock that door. I said, lock the door. And if they ask me, tell them I said that I ain't here. Oh, honey, my head, get me some ice. That bootleg ball.
Well, they're singing so sweetly about blackjacks and getting cut or shot. And the police baton swinging and whacking. Well, the bootleggers, I don't think we're having a very good time there, but it sure sounded sweet. With Eddie Hunter and Alex Rogers. Very nice. All here on the Antique Phonograph Music Program. Ladies and gentlemen, I am your host, Mac, each week bringing you the sounds of the acoustic era. What, might you ask, is the acoustic era? Well, that's the point when records were recorded and played back without the use of electricity. Microphones started to be used for the recording process around 1925 for the majors, with everyone else dropping in soon to that. Prior to that, it was all physical. It was all energy. Sound waves being cut into wax discs. And that's why these have a very distinct sound, a very thin bandwidth. Certainly the microphone widened the recording ability a lot. But on this show, we celebrate those oily days of recorded sound. Yep. All right. Moving on now. There are a lot of stars of the period, which I cite and we play records by, and you'll hear them regularly. In the days of early recording, not all artists had recording contracts. So they might record a song for one label one day, record it for another day, or maybe in the same day. But they didn't necessarily want the other labels to know that they were doing that, so they used pseudonyms on the sessions. And if they had a contract, they might use a pseudonym. And it's not always easy to know who the pseudonyms were. Here's a case of, we have a record we're about to hear on the Cameo label, and its title is Two Franks. Now, the other side is Ernest Hare, so could it be Jones and Hare? You have to tell by the voice sometimes. But it's a Cameo record from 1924, entitled All Alone With You in a Little Rendezvous. Let's hear it. Okay. Yeah, nothing too thrilling there. Got a couple guys on the piano accompaniment. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, all records can't be exciting. You know, you got to have some yang to go with the yin, right? There's got to be some lows to go with the highs. You know, people who say their goal is to be happy all the time. Well, if you're happy all the time, do you feel happy all the time, or do you just feel the same thing? Don't you have to have some sadness to measure against your happiness? That's what I kind of think. So, nothing wrong with the playing some mediocre records, so we can really know what the good ones are. Okay. Continue now, well, with someone who's not mediocre, for sure. One of the big stars of the acoustic recording era. Because his voice resonated so well, his voice was perfectly suited for this technology. It really cut a nice fat groove and resonated through the machines, cut above the orchestra, and that's what you needed. It was a certain quality of voice, and Billy Murray certainly had it. And here he is on a 1914, that would be a 102-year-old record on the Victor label, called the Ragtime Temple Bells.
Cut his sticks and ran away. Got a job the very first day ashore in a heathen temple as janitor. His boss was a jaws his shipmate held, who sent him to ring the temple bells. And every time he rang the chime, he'd shudder and he'd wince. So he turned the bells in ragtime. They've been that way ever since. Boom, boom, bingity, bing in the morning sun. Boom, boom, bungity, bung when the day is done. Nothing could be sweeter than the syncopated meter of those sweet bells. Boom, boom, bingity, bing, when the day is fair. Boom, boom, bungity, bung, all the town is there. Every chinko just as zippy as a coon from Mississippi. All ring them bells, don't you hear them chiming? Lovey-dovey rhyming. Jingle, jangling, tango, tangling, tangling, tangling. Boom, boom, bingity, bing, in the morning sun. Boom, boom, bungity, bung, when the day is done. Ragtime, 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 temple bells. When a Chinese boy in old Pekin goes to purify himself from sin, he walks along with step demure, very good boy to be sure. When the bells ring out that he's a knave, just can't make his feet behave. His sandals grow so queer and hot, they start him to do the turkey trot. So every Sunday school parade along the Pekin Way looks something like a picture of a New York cabaret. Boom, boom, bingity, bing in the morning sun. Boom, boom, bungity, bung when the day is done. Nothing could be sweeter than the syncopated meter of those sweet bells. Boom, boom, bingity, bing when the day is fair. Boom, boom, bungity, bung, all the town is there. Every chinko just as zippy as a coon from Mississippi. All ring them bells, don't you hear them chiming? Lovey-dovey rhyming. Jingle, jangling, tango, tangling, tangling, tangling. Boom, boom, bingity, bing in the morning sun. Boom, boom, bungity, bung when the day is done. Ragtime, 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 temple bell.
Mm-hmm. That's the way Billy do it. Yeah. And this record, very clean, so not a lot of wear to it. Really good example of a well-made acoustic recording. You know, for a little bit of a contrast, I'm going to play an early electric now. As I said, with the acoustic recording process, you really had to project to get your voice picked up properly. But once the microphone came, someone can control the volume on that, you could get right up on the microphone and you can talk and sing really quiet. So that's where the crooners started to come about. But it was a market change in the recording process and what could be recorded. A lot of instruments that couldn't be recorded in the acoustic era were now very easily and well recorded. So this is actually a electric record from the first year, 1926. And this is George Olsen and his music. And I believe there's a vocal trio on this one. A tune that you'll know. The classic, Always. A lovely little waltz. So here we go. Yeah, it's one of those songs that I think is still a standard for weddings, anniversaries, any song, any time that you want to be a little traditional. It's a lovely traditional tune. Okay, continuing now. A couple instrumentals here. I love the piano playing of Frank Banta. He did a fantastic job on so many Victor recordings. And here he is on a Columbia record, teamed up with Cliff Hess, who I really don't know too much about. But a lovely little foxtrot here from 1921 called Remember the Rose. Oh, yeah. Fantastic playing. Fantastic. Love that one. Oh, he's got plenty of solo records, too, Frank Banta. Really great. Really great. Okay, I'm going to squeeze in a couple more instrumentalists before I get on out of here. Another instrument that recorded really well in the acoustic era was the xylophone. It really just was able to cut through the orchestra and everything. It just recorded really perfectly. And one of the premier xylophonists was Mr. William H. Wrights. Many years for Columbia and Victor. Discs and cylinders. And here he is on a 1916 Victor record, 100 years old, doing piece with xylophone and orchestra. It's called the El Dorado March. Yeah, he was lightning fast, that dude. He really was able to go on that instrument. Yeah. You know, as a big Frank Zappa fan, I've marveled at is it Ruth Underwood on all those Zappa records when she would play so fantastically. What would it be like if... William Wright versus Ruth Underwood. Or I'd like to play some of his records for her and get her point of view. That would be interesting. That's a good idea for a show. Get a contemporary artist's view, who plays the instrument, their view on one of these artists. Oh, yeah. I'm always looking for ideas for new shows. After 20 plus years, absolutely. Okay. Moving on now. Got a couple more. This, you know, Wes Ossman was the king of the ragtime banjo. If he was, then Fred Van Epps was definitely one of the knights, even during the day. So here he is. This is actually the flip side of the record we just heard. It's also from 1916, Mr. Fred Van Epps and Raggin' the Scale. You can rag anything. Thank you. Okay. Very nice. Oh, man. Well, 1 second. I got to run away for a second. I put my last record on the other side of the room. I need it. But yeah, that was Mr. Fred Van Epps, Rag in the Scale. And that's going to pretty much do it for this edition of the Antique Phonograph Music Program. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm your host, Mac, and I'll be back next week with more stuff. Always welcome to hear from you. Mac at WFMU is the email address. And if you're interested in stuff I'm doing with the Victrolas, the gramophones, the phonographs, you can check out my stuff on Instagram, where my name is, you guessed it, Phonograph DJ Mac. On the Instagrams and on WFMU every week. That's going to be about it. I'm going to leave you with one more from the Columbia Band. It's a simulation of a watch on the Rhine. That's the river in Germany. 1908. So, folks, until next week, this is your host, Mac, of the Antique Phonograph Music Program, saying nighty night, everybody. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, online at WFMU.org and in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
Listen. My name is David. That's a fine name. It may not be your name, but it's fine just the same.
Your attention, please. The Proteus is about to enter the inner ear.
David is my name.
You are not to walk, talk, or make a sound of any kind.
Oh, yes, it's my name, and I don't want to change it.
Absolute silence must be maintained until they are out of the danger area.
What will your first step be?
The usual one.
I didn't know there was a usual one.
Oh, sure there is. It comes complete with diagrams on page 47.
What is it? What do you want with me? What you trying on, eh? What you trying to do? Smarty, smarty, Mr. You Smart, Mr. Smarty. You think you're all right. You think you're pretty clever. You do, don't you, Mr. Smarty? Tight, tight trousers, Mr. Tight Trousers, Mr. Narrow Slacks. You think you're the kid, the cats. I'll show you, Mr. Tight Trousers.
Stick that up your computer.
You can have your fortune told.
It's not good for them. It's not good for us.
You can learn the meaning of soul.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
There ain't no such a thing as time.
I think both parties, certainly we on our side, and I think they on their side, realize that this would never be a successful contract.
Music so high, you can't get over it.
That flesh is too much like the flesh of men.
So low, you can't get under it.
That perfume has the rotten sweetness of corruption.
It's obvious that the execution of these policies was flawed.
Was it something I said?
I beg your pardon.
Listen, what do you think I am? A piece of ripe fruit you can squeeze the juice out of and cast aside?
Wish I could be like...
Why did you have to go on?
Wish I could be like...
Why did you have to make trouble?
Wish I could be like...
Hello?
Wish I could be
like... Hello? Hello?
I'm sorry,
David.
Hello.
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 I'm upside down.
Hello. This is David Soisman.
I'm upside down.
Hello. This is David Soisman. Hello. Hello. Hello.
I think you're oversimplifying my thesis, Mr.
Oversimplifying?
Simon,
you accuse me of oversimplifying. I never oversimplify.
It's not good for them. It's not good for us.
Four books of comics, a box of candy, a box of sanitary pads, two Cokes, a manicure set, a travel clock with a luminous dial, a ring with a real topaz, a tennis racket, roller skates with white high shoes, field glasses, a portable radio set, a chewing gum, a transparent raincoat, sunglasses, some more garments.
This is my name, and I'm proud that it's mine.
Proteus has passed the inner ear and is now in the channel leading to the brain.
Sing it just like that with the gum in your mouth and all, bitch.
Baby, get into my big black car.
Get into my big black.